こんにちは。Welcome to Learn Japanese with Masa Sensei. This is episode 184. Today in this episode, we will learn about のみならず plus 何々も which means not only, besides, as well as. Now let's go. Verb, plain form, plus のみならず plus 何々も E adjective plus のみならず plus 何々も Na adjective plus のみならず plus 何々も Noun plus のみならず plus 何々も This means not only, besides, as well as. It is more formal expression for not only, but also. Similar to ばかりでなく or だけでなく This is often used in written or formal contexts such as speeches or reports to emphasize that one thing is not limited to a single aspect but also encompass additional factors. This is a grammatical structure that adds more to what was mentioned in the previous section, further extending the point in the subsequent section. In the previous section, words like ただ are used,While in the later section, words like も often correspond. Now let's make some example sentences. This store has not only clothes, but also a wide variety of accessories. This store has wide variety of clothes will be
この店は服が豊富です。
So, 豊富 is something has wide variety. Accessories is accessory. So, let's combine these two sentences. It becomes,
この店は服のみならず、アクセサリーも豊富です。この店は服のみならず、アクセサリーも豊富です。
She is respected not only as an excellent doctor, but also as a teacher. To respect is
尊敬します、尊敬します。
She is respected. In this case, it will be a passive form.
尊敬されています。
Excellent doctor is
優れた医者、優れた医者。
Teacher is
教師、教師。
As a teacher or as a doctor will be
何々として、として。彼女は優れた医者のみならず、教師としても尊敬されています。彼女は優れた医者のみならず、教師としても尊敬されています。
He is not only good at sports, but also does well in his studies. He is good at sports. Is
彼はスポーツが得意です。彼はスポーツが得意です。
得意 is not adjective, so we will put together with のみならず。
得意のみならず。
He does well in his studies.
勉強がよくできます。彼はスポーツが得意のみならず、勉強もよくできるんです。彼はスポーツが得意のみならず、勉強もよくできるんです。
This town is not only quiet, but also rich in nature. Quiet is
静か、静か。
So when we put together with のみならず、
it becomes この町は静か、のみならず。
Nature is
自然、自然。
Rich in nature will be
自然が豊かです、自然が豊かです。
So we will change が into も。
この町は静かのみならず、自然も豊かです。この町は静かのみならず、自然も豊かです。
This book is recommended not only for children, but also for adults. When you want to express that something is targeted for someone, or something is designed for someone, we can use noun plus 向け。
So, 子供向け、子供向け。This means it is suitable for children or it is designed for children. Recommended is おすすめです。おすすめです。
この本は子供向けのみならず、大人にもおすすめです。この本は子供向けのみならず、大人にもおすすめです。のみならずだけでなく、ばかりでなく。
These three have the same meaning, not only A, but also B.
のみならず is a formal way of saying だけでなく and ばかりでなく。
So for example, if you want to say he can speak not only English, but also French, we can say
彼は英語だけでなくフランス語も話せます。
Or,
彼は英語ばかりでなくフランス語も話せます。
Or,
彼は英語のみならずフランス語も話せます。
The small difference of the nuance is that のみならず is a bit more formal. So today we learn about のみならず plus 何々も。It is more formal expression for not only A, but also B.It is often used in written or formal contexts such as speeches or reports to emphasize that only one thing is not limited to a single aspect, but also encompass additional factors.
So this is all for today. Thank you very much for listening. I hope it was helpful for you. If you're interested in Japanese grammars, please check out my YouTube channel. The link is in the description. I also have Facebook page and Instagram page, so please follow them as well.I will see you in the next episode. ありがとうございました。バイバイ。